Hey there, lifestyle, clothing optional thrill seekers. Ed and Phoebe here, and we've got a spicy announcement.
Brace yourselves for Libertine Events 2024, the ultimate takeover experience, and it's gonna be wild.
Find your tribe with Libertine Events, where you have access to private group chats, host-run seminars, and event surprises around every corner.
Dive into the sultry world of Miami Vices this May, but hurry quick. It's already 70% sold out.
You don't want to miss this opportunity to hang out with hosts like We've Got a Thing, Casual Swingers, Hump Day Quickies, and Expansive Connection, along with the driving force behind the whole event, Wanderlust Swingers.
Save the dates in October because Libertine Events is bringing the heat to San Antonio with Senses 2024. We'll be there, as well as Average Swingers, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, Casual Swingers, Expansive Connection, DJ Life of Spice, and of course, Wanderlust Swingers.
Be sure to use promo code SWINGERU, SWINGERU, when you purchase your tickets to spice up your experience and support Swinger University. Once again, that's promo code SWINGERU. SWINGERU at checkout.
Get your tickets by clicking on the link in the show notes or visiting swingeruniversity.com/libertine.
Welcome to Swinger University. I'm Ed.
And I'm Phoebe.
Have you ever wondered if hormone replacement therapy or bioidentical hormone replacement therapy is right for you? Phoebe had to really dig to find information. She started with her primary care provider, went to her OBGYN, and then to an endocrinologist. She read books, listened to podcasts, interviewed at least 10 doctors, and talked to all of her women friends.
While I have put in hundreds of hours, yes, hundreds, into my research, however, I'm not an expert. Because to be an expert, you need 10,000 hours. And I've not come close to 10,000 hours, but I'm on my way there. So please know this episode is information I've organized for you through my filter and my cumulative experiences. There seems to be two camps of perspectives when dealing with menopause and helping women with those symptoms. You have doctors prescribing for relief symptoms, hot flashes, night sweats, things like that. And you have doctors prescribing for long-term health benefits, quality of life, better libido, etc. So we are going to break all that down in this episode.
In addition to this episode, we've also put together two blog posts for this. How do you know if testosterone therapy is right for you? And hormone replacement therapy for men. If you like our show, tell a friend about it. Every new subscriber helps boost our show and draw in new listeners.
We love getting questions from our audience, and you can leave us a voicemail at 916-538-0482 or contacting us at swingeruniversity.com. Tell us your name, age, and where you live, or you can be anonymous.
If you're a super fan of our show, consider supporting us on Patreon. As a member, you'll have access to exclusive content that's even hotter than what we share on this podcast. So come join our naughty community. We promise you won't regret it.
And speaking of patrons, we have 14 new subscribers in June. This is our biggest support we've ever had, and we really, really thank you. We must be doing something right.
We are trying our darndest, for
darn,
sure.
Darndest. I will tell you, this episode has been coming for about well over a year. About 2.5 years.
Well, you've been doing your research for that long, but talking about producing the episode, we were going to kick it off in November, like right after we got off the cruise. We'd even talked to some people on the cruise about the episode, and everything keeps shifting around. We keep finding new information that kind of contradicts the previous information and starts the ball rolling again with more research.
Right. And my research started very small, about the size of a cherry. Let's use fruit as an analogy. And then it grew to the size of a grapefruit. And then all of a sudden exploded to the size of a watermelon. And then I realized I had so much information that there's no way I could organize all of the information for everybody and not bore them to death.
Right. It's a book. I mean,
it really is a book.
It could be an entire volume of books.
So now I've tried to shrink it back down to about the size of an orange, and it's still a lot more information than I feel like, you know, people need. But then I feel like you really need it, because it's all really, really good. And there are probably, I don't know, 15, 17 websites and references that I've provided for people to do your own research. So the goal is of this podcast is I'm giving you resources, and I'm giving you the information that I collected to help guide you in the direction that might be right for you.
Right.
Because I can't address everybody's medical issues and their unique body performance with hormones, which is a whole other topic.
Right.
I had to simplify it kind of back down to the orange level.
Yeah. I mean, if you consider it, every single person's chemistry, biology, physiology is different.
Yes.
And trying to, even for a doctor, prescribe one solution for every body, literally body.
Yes.
Not possible.
Which is why they call it the practice of medicine, because while doctors are educated and they have scientific studies are complete, you know, are constantly being reviewed, studies are being redone, and not everything fits everybody, right? You're
right.
Practicing what fits the average person. And
right.
I'm not the average person, and what works for most does not typically work for me, I discovered. So let's launch into this. Most of us women in the lifestyle, although are in menopause, although there are a growing community of younger women in the lifestyle now, and mm-hmm. I'm super happy about that. And thankfully you don't have menopause issues now, or perimenopause issues. But, you know, these are the flashes, emotional changes, brain fog, dryness, weight gain. You can't sleep. You're sweaty. Your sex hurts because you're dry. And then you have vaginal pH issues, which do change when you're perimenopausal and menopausal. Usually your pH is 5.5, and it can lower to 3.8 or 4.5. And the reason I bring this up is because this gets to be a little more important when you're swinging and having multiple partners,
right?
Introducing other types of bacteria from other partners, different safety levels of different partners, depending on where they play and who they play with. And you're introducing other new factors as well. Condom use, which is irritating, can be drying, different lubes that you didn't normally use, which can be irritating and drying. So there's all these different factors that tend to mess up your nice vaginal health just because you're perimenopausal or in menopause.
So along with all of those perimenopause and menopause symptoms, the practice of hormone replacement therapy is really trying to alleviate a lot of those symptoms. They'll also help with some of these other things like skin tone, muscle building, fat, libido, depression, mood, even cholesterol can be affected by hormones, heart disease, bone density. So some of those long-term benefits that you were talking about with hormone replacement therapy are addressed with these, which is that long-term kind of getting back to where you were when you were producing hormones naturally on your own.
Right. And a lot of doctors are selling this sort of fountain of youth. You have to be a little bit careful.
HRT has had a negative stigma attached to it because of some studies that were done in the early 2000s. Statistics lie. People blow statistics up and misinterpret them all the time, which is why statistics are really hard to read and interpret because of the way that those statistics were interpreted by the media. It shifted the way that hormone replacement therapy was interpreted by the public and doctors and the media. And it's only just now starting to be clarified, figured out.
Right. A lot of people know the ugly word, premarin, right? Horse urine, right?
Right.
And this actually, this hormone replacement therapy is still prescribed today. A lot of people don't know that. And it was good, and it is still good, actually, for hot flashes, night sweats, and vaginal symptoms. It was, you know, off the market in 2002, because of some of these false claims and misinterpretation of some of the premature data that was released when the study wasn't even finished.
Right.
So things really kind of got jacked up for women. And what I found was that it's really the only natural estrogen, and it's still being prescribed to 1 million people. And it's still marketed as safe as long as it's used with progestin. Now, most people don't use it long term. Most doctors prescribe this for 3 to 5 years in that perimenopause or menopause,
right,
really as a symptom relief for hot flashes and things like that. They don't like to prescribe it long term. I'm not sure why. Maybe because it's used as an oral estrogen and not as an estradiol. There is a difference. So there's a lot of different factors, and that's really important to keep track of. Estrogen is different than estradiol. In fact, there are two other types of estrogen. But hormones get complicated. Hormones get really complicated, and how they work with all the other parts of your body. By the way, there is a new drug on the market as of this year that's called Veoza, V-E-O-Z-A-H. It's a gabapentin repurposed as this new drug, and it was originally used for pain relief and seizures. Their finding is it sits on the brain receptors, telling the body that it's not really hot and it's not really cold.
Oh, interesting.
It stops the body from responding. The body thinks it senses this drop in hormones in the evening as part of your natural, you know,
circadian rhythm
cycle. Hmm. And your body thinks something's wrong, and it seeks to adapt by increasing your temperature, and therefore you're getting these flashes of hot and sweat. So it tells your brain, no, you're fine. Please don't do that.
Nice.
So
very nice.
So I was just recently at my OBGYN, and she said people are flying in for this prescription. I have no idea how much it costs right now because I haven't had her send that to the pharmacy, but hopefully it's affordable enough for people to take it and get a good night's sleep.
Right.
What other options do you have for this type of relief? And you know, hopefully you're going to your OBGYN or an endocrinologist. Endocrinologists are a little bit better, but they're rare to find. There aren't very many that have gone to school and are practicing. And if you do find one, probably takes a good 5 to 6 months to get an appointment, which was my case. I would say finding the right doctor is key, doing your research, and finding out which methods are going to be right for you. And I'm going to go into the pellets, the creams, the injectables, all that type of hormone replacement therapy. If you want to go with that type of replacement instead of just the medicine to stop the hot flash, that's different. Big Natural saw an opportunity when there's this huge gap when people weren't using Premarin, and there was this big scare that, oh my God, it causes cancer. So women were suffering for years trying to find something. And Big Natural said, oh, we have something as an alternative, which is bioidentical hormones. Okay, well, what's that? Well, it's actually been around since the 90s. And they didn't really come out as a product until, you know, right after this Premarin scare, right? They're not actually identical. The starting compound is found in plants and animals, but they are still chemically altered and they are a different isotope to your body. So please don't let people tell you they are identical to your own hormones. They are not identical. In fact, Premarin is probably the more closer identical hormone to your body, which is very interesting. Back to the estradiol. It is made by your ovaries. It can be synthesized from yams. It's a semi-synthesis, but it is not identical. It is plant-based, but is it 100% safe? No. So when someone tells you that it's all natural, it must be good for you.
Right. It doesn't necessarily mean that your body processes it the same way or deals with it the same way. And there's all kinds of natural things that if you ingest it will kill you.
Because it's been altered, right? It's not an actual yam. It's been altered to be assimilated by your body. Estradiol and progesterone are two of the more common uses for hormone replacement therapy. A lot of doctors will use testosterone as well. And we're going to do an episode and a blog on that. But right now, we're going to focus on the estradiol and progesterone. Estradiol can come in many forms. You can have an oral method, which is in a pill, or a lozenge. The oral pill will pass, or lozenge will pass through your intestines, your liver, and then into your bloodstream where it gets diluted. So you typically need higher doses of estradiol in order to have the same effect. One of the negative things about the pill or oral version of estradiol is that it can trigger the liver to make estrione, which is a weaker form of estrogen, not estriol, and it creates more proteins and can be known to cause more blood clotting. It also increases the SHBG made by your liver, which binds more testosterone, so it's a little less effective or active in your body, and can create a negative effect on your libido. So I encourage you to do your research. I do have some good friends that use the oral version. They say they don't have any issues. I haven't got into great depth and detailed on their test results and what exactly, you know, their medical history is. But they seem to like it. And that's a risk factor that you'll have to decide for yourself. I've decided personally, I don't want to take it. I want to do something different. Estradiol can lower your cholesterol, but it can tend to raise your triglycerides. So you may want to be cautious of that. And this is the oral form of estradiol. It has some inconsistency where your levels are up and down based on your digestive process. And it tends to impact your mood levels differently because you might be sensitive to fluctuations. It could have some inflammatory reactions and increase cardiovascular disease. So a lot, I've heard more negative things from oral estradiol than positive, but you know, that is what I have found and you can do your own research on the rest. Gels, sprays, and emulsions, you can apply those daily. You apply them typically to your arms. Some say yes, some say never. I more frequently hear people say you apply it to your hip and buttock region, even the outer thigh. That is the preferred method. The downside is that you can't wash it off. You can't apply moisturizer or sunscreen right over the top of it until it takes that hour to absorb. And you can't have sex with your partner because it's on your skin. It can transfer. So you do need to wait. So it's a little, I don't know, it seemed too messy for me and very specific. pellets seem to be the up and coming easy way to go about delivering estradiol and testosterone. It looks like about a cooked grain of rice. It can be inserted into your lower hip and buttock region. And the only downside is you have to wait about 3 days to exercise because you got to wait for that incision to heal. You can't get in the hot tub. It's covered with a patch and a waterproof patch. And the benefit is it has a slow time release. So you get more of that even dispensing of, you know, the product, estradiol or testosterone into your body. Progesterone, however, is a pill. And that is pretty much the common. I don't know of any other way to prescribe progesterone. It seems like that it's a pill and that's the way it's done. It will be necessary to take that if you're on estradiol because it affects the lining of the uterus and you don't want to bleed while on estradiol. So it balances out, keeping your lining from shedding. Now, I will say some doctors in Europe will prescribe a more natural balance of estradiol and progesterone to females so that they have a cycle in menopause so that it mimics more the natural cycle of the woman. There are camps that say yay, there are camps that say nay. So you may want to choose what's best for you. Want an adventure that will give you memories for a lifetime? We've been on 3 bliss cruises and they were filled with daily sexy activities, great conversations, evening theme parties, and exciting memories. There's something for everyone, no matter where you are in your lifestyle journey. All are welcome. Book your cruise through our link and create your unforgettable experience, moments, and smiles. Visit swingeruniversity.com/vacations and book your trip today.
One of the things that I remember from the pellets, and this is pretty important if you want to consider delivery methods, is it's a surgical procedure. They cut you open with a scalpel and they shove a steel tube into your body and push, like a syringe, those pellets into you.
It's actually, it looked like a very long,
it's like a steel straw.
Yeah, it was like a spoon almost, long spoon, like a 2-inch long, narrow spoon.
Yeah. If you've ever looked at a hypodermic needle really close up, like under a microscope, it's a straw cut off at an angle. And that's kind of what they're doing, is basically pushing a very large needle into you and then pushing the pellet out through the tube into your butt. I had it done with my testosterone pellet. And it hurts.
It's very invasive.
It's invasive. And then they do use a butterfly suit, not a suture. They don't actually suture you up, but they tape you closed again.
Tape sutures, yeah.
And it takes a while for it to heal. I mean, you did mention that you couldn't exercise, but
for men, it's more invasive and it takes longer to heal.
Right, because the pellets are bigger and there's more of them. For testosterone. So
your incision's bigger too.
It's literally a pain in the ass.
Yes.
And you also end up with a really nice set of scars as you progress. So
the
more often you do it, every 4 months, you will have a new scar to add to your collection, which is super fun.
And there was a woman I talked to that had done it for 10 years now, and she has little hard spots, scars.
Oh, yeah.
So when you touch her ass,
she's got little bumps.
She has bumps everywhere. You don't see them, but you can feel them.
Yeah.
And she jokes because she says she's running out of places to put incisions.
Sounds lovely. I remember it and don't have fond memories of it.
Right.
Another delivery mechanism is actually daily injections. So you have a small vial of fluid and you draw out that fluid to the volume that they prescribe to you. you use a little alcohol wipe, swab your part where you inject, and stick basically a hypodermic needle, like an insulin needle, into your butt and inject the hormone.
Right. You can do it with estradiol and testosterone.
Right.
And you can do it daily. I'm not sure if you would want to do it every other day, but you might be able to. For me, the key is to have a more level balance of hormones in my body that's going to mimic my normal body's response. And it makes sense. It keeps your mood more balanced. You're not having these high peaks and low lows.
Right.
To me, it just makes sense. So if you're okay with injecting yourself daily and you're not afraid of needles, that could also be a good way to go. I will say it's hard to find. A lot of local providers do not offer this.
Right.
I found a few that offer it online. And part of the reason is it's covered by insurance, mostly, usually. And so they're not making any money off of it. And that's...
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yes. But it's also, the downside is it's not very convenient. Although, meaning you have to do it daily. Mm-hmm. You have to carry it with you on vacations and any kind of activity that you're going to. So... I mean, obviously, if you're going to a pool party, you've already done it in the morning. But if you're going backpacking, for example, like we do, you had to find a special case
right.
to carry it. It is an insulin case, which is fine. Thank goodness it doesn't need to be refrigerated.
Not for testosterone.
But I don't know for estradiol yet.
That's true. Right? We haven't gotten into that
investigation. This could be an inconvenience factor. I would encourage you to have patience, because this is not a quick fix. The lower the dose of hormone therapy, the longer it takes to take effect in the body. So patience is key, and it's typically 4 to 8 weeks before you start to notice changes. And with lower doses, sometimes it takes even longer.
Another piece I'll throw in with patience, and this speaks more to not the immediate effects of how long it'll take to kick in, but getting the dosage right has been a struggle for you for years. You've been to several providers. You've talked to all the doctors. I mean, our whole intro kind of covered the long road that you've been on, just trying to figure out what the right dose is for all of these different hormones. So don't go into it with the expectation that they're going to get it right the first time. It's going to take some trial and error. It's also going to take some testing. So they're going to take blood tests and figure out where your levels are periodically after it's been in your system for a while, especially with pellets. It's a slow release, so you got to wait a little while. You're not going to find out right away if you got it right or wrong. And then they're going to have to adjust your dose, and then they're going to have to test you again.
Right.
It takes a long time.
It does take a long time. And that you mentioned the testing with or the pellet. If they've given you the wrong dosage, you have to wait 3 or 4 months.
Right. If it's too high,
You're suffering.
If it's too low, they could supplement it with a cream or something different or an oral medication to kind of
right.
balance it. But then it's complicated because the delivery method means that it gets absorbed differently and your body processes it differently. So when you go back for the next pellet with the higher dose, that may not be the right dose either, because the cream was absorbed at a different rate and it was probably a different level of dosage.
Right. And this is why it gets so complicated and so frustrating. So you really have to ask yourself, what is the price you're willing to pay for the type of relief that you're looking for? You're just looking for, you know, hot flash relief, night sweat relief, or are you looking for longevity and the promise of that? And if you are, it's going to take some trial and error
right.
to get the right dosage for you. Most doctors will only order tests a few times a year. I have them order it every single time I go in because they're guessing.
Right.
And I don't want them to guess. So I'm willing to pay. It's only like $80-$90 for each test. It's not like $250. I'm willing to pay that to get exact test results
right.
to figure out where I need to be. And even then, it's still a frustrating guessing process.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's closer. You've decided, I want this. I want better muscle tone. I want better sleep. I want to live longer. I don't want osteoporosis. I don't want any of these other bad things. I want more energy. And I want what they're promising me. They, the social media doctors, my friends, whatever, they're saying, oh my God, I can get testosterone and be hornier. So who do you go to, right? Be careful, because what's happened is that pretty much any licensed doctor can prescribe you bioidentical hormones. It could be an anesthesiologist who doesn't want to be an anesthesiologist anymore. It could be a general practitioner. Some nurse practitioners can do so, especially in states that have those types of requirements. And they're promising some of the same things that Premarin did: prevention of cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, breast cancer, reducing breast cancer, reducing blood clots, all that stuff I mentioned before. Here's the problem. Sometimes the doctors are getting most of their information from the entity that's selling them the product. So they decide, oh, I want to change my business model. I don't want to be an anesthesiologist anymore. I want to get onto this bioidentical hormone replacement bandwagon, moneymaker kind of thing. So they go, they take a class from XYZ, pellet manufacturer or cream manufacturer, and they give them a class, they pay for a class, and they take their training, and then they set up shop, and all of a sudden they get the product at their place, and boom, off they go. Well, they're given some pretty standard levels of care, and they're not really educating themselves on all the different facets that come with each individual's needs, even though they say they will. And this is really comes from my experience of having talked with 10 doctors and been a patient of 4 different doctors. So I'm telling you this just to kind of be aware of some of the information that you may hear in social media, on different podcasts. Take the information and critically analyze it for you. It is a lot of information. It's not going to be easy. It will be unique to you. Menopause is a significant phase in a woman's life that can present various challenges. While seeking treatment options, it's essential to consult knowledgeable healthcare professionals and providers and be cautious of misleading information. By gaining a better understanding of menopause, its symptoms, and available treatment options, you can navigate this transitional phase more effectively and improve your overall well-being. Hey, have you heard? SDC is more than just a dating site. They have expert contributors and educators like us and from all around the world to guide you in everything from how to talk to your partner about swinging and the different kinds of open relationships.
You can also find out what you need to know before opening up your relationship, common swinger conflicts, and how to resolve them.
Have you ever wanted to know what a swingers club is like? How to meet other swingers? Find a unicorn? Be a hot wife? Well, you can find all that information as well and much, much more.
Check out SDC by clicking the link in the show notes and get your free 7-day membership.